find X and Y by solving Y in terms of X, then substituting to determine Y?
Yeah, right.
Hey, JT.
Hey, Cody. You know anything about simultaneous equations?
Oh, you mean like when you're working with X and Y and you have to solve Y in terms of X and then substitute to determine Y?
Yeah.
No,
sorry, dude.
Man, I'm never gonna figure this stuff out. Dexter.
Dexter, JT Lambert here. Yeah, I'm just calling to say congratulations on being voted president of the math club. Hey, I think that's super. Listen, I just finished the algebra homework and wanted to check a couple answers. Yeah, what'd you get for number one?
Yep, that's what I got.
What'd you get for number two?
Yep.
Why don't you run through the rest of the answers real quick?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Great. Great. Thanks a lot, Dexter. All right. Bye-bye.
Algebra done.
Hello, son.
Hi, Dad. Hello.
Let me throw that plate away for you.
No, really, I'll get it. It's okay.
No, I insist. It's really... No,
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Oh, man.
JT, do your own homework.
Man, this stinks. I mean, in 20 years from now, I'm not going to need algebra.
You will if you're still in high school. Oh, honey, look at this. Some farmer in Sheboygan grew a potato looks just like General Schwarzkopf.
Well, hot damn, let's throw the onions in the truck and go have a look-see.
Mom, can I borrow the car?
Sorry, honey, I need it today.
For what?
Oh, nothing much. I just have to pick up the cleaning, go to the post office, take Al to soccer practice, Brendan to Little League, go to the bank, the hardware store, the shoe repair, and the drugstore. You know, just a joyride kind of day.
Well, how am I supposed to get to the library?
What, are your legs broken? Walk.
Walk? It's almost a mile.
A mile? Whoa, Danny, you better water up the camels.
Dad, I'm going to the park to shoot some baskets.
Wait a minute, JT. Did you do your homework?
Yeah, once, but you tore up my plate.
JT, go upstairs, finish your homework, and don't forget it's your day to mow the lawn.
Oh, man, this stinks. I can't wait till I'm an adult and I can just goof off all day.
Is that what you think we do, son? Goof off all day?
Well, look at the evidence. I've got homework and chores, and you're sitting there in your keister reading the newspaper.
Yeah. For once, I agree with JT. It's a lot easier being a parent than being a kid. Parents have all the power. Power is good.
You know, one day you'll have kids of your own, and you'll see it's not as easy as you think.
Yeah, I say that we find out this weekend.
Hey, you find the girl, I'll have the kids.
No, JT, what I mean is let's try a little experiment. This weekend, we'll trade places. Carol and I will be the kids, you and Dana be the parents.
Frank, are you nuts?
No, honey, I think this is going to be very educational. Dana will take on your responsibilities, and JT will take on mine.
And what are we going to be doing?
We're going to be teenagers.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah, me too. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let's make it more fun. I'll bet you both a whole month's allowance that by the end of the weekend, you come crawling back begging to be teenagers again.
It's a bet.
So, we get to be the parents and have the power?
That's right.
All of the power?
Mm-hmm.
Power is good.
Okay, so, I'm the dad. Guess the first thing I'll do is strip down to my boxers, scratch my butt, and do a little channel surfing.
Dana's in charge!
up and say, ah. Ah, looking good like a dipstick should. That wasn't so bad now, was it? Hey, the Slasher and the lovely Mrs. Slasher.
Oh, hey, Codeman, thanks for getting the bike ready so fast. You're the greatest. Yeah. Now Deb and I can take it on our second honeymoon with us.
Yeah, no problem, huh? Where are you guys going anyway?
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Wow, Bismarck. The Club Med in the Black Hills. That should be a lovely ride this time of year.
Oh, we'll be picking bugs out of each other's teeth for about 1,000 miles.
Oh, Slash, you're so romantic.
Whoa. Love American style. Man, you guys are so lucky to have found each other.
Hey, you're telling me. You seem like the only guys I ever met were losers and weirdos. Until Mr. Wright here came along.
Yeah, how did you guys meet anyway?
It was fate, kismet, destiny.
I put a personal ad in a biker magazine.
That's the Slash, looking for love in all the right places.
I keep a copy of the ad in my wallet for sentimental reasons.
All right, let me check this out. The Slash.
Young, good-looking biker with tasteful tattoos and Harvard business degree seeks beautiful biker woman for the long ride.
Whoa.
Shit. How could I resist?
Oh, honey, you like to save some for Bismarck?
You know, I've never been a big fan of personal ads, but, I mean, it worked for you guys. Maybe it could work for me. I mean, out there somewhere at some all-night auto parts store, it could be the girl of my dreams, you know? A can of Valvoline in one hand and a set of wrenches in the other.
That's such a beautiful picture.
Excuse me, son.
Oh, yeah, Dad.
Is this yours?
Oh, yeah. I guess I left it upstairs.
Well, what did you think it was gonna do? Walk downstairs, jump into the sink, and wash itself?
Hi, Dad. Have a cow, why don't you?
Well, I'm not gonna wash it. You're gonna wash it yourself, mister.
Duh.
Man, I'm beat. I'm sick of doing laundry. I mean, we're the parents, right? Why can't we just burn this stuff and buy them new clothes?
Look, don't tell me your problems. I've been in this kitchen all day cooking for those brats. I'm hungry. I want a sandwich. Make me a hamburger. What do they think this is, a restaurant?
I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
Spaghetti.
With mushrooms? Ew, barf. I'm not eating that.
Yes, you are. That's what's for dinner.
Tough, I'm eating cookies.
Hey, don't eat that. Hey, spit it out. Now, come on, Brendan, spit it out. Out, now, spit it out. Brendan, you better spit out that cookie. Now, spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. Now, out. Spit it out.
Problem? Out. Mom?
No, Brendan just ate a little bit too fast.
She's trying to kill me.
Kids. They say the darndest things. Now run along and wash up, you little scamp. Oh, I won't be home for dinner. Frankie's taking me to the movies. Ooh, he's so cute. Be back by 11. That's your curfew.
Curfew? Oh, man, that is so lame. I might as well be in prison.
Hey, look, when you live in your own house, you can make your own rules. But until then, you live by mine. That
felt good. Man, I shouldn't have to do this. This is women's work.
Shut up and fold, cave boy.
Hey, we're home. Ooh, fold and laundry on a Saturday night. You parents really know how to have fun.
Yeah, right.
Ooh. Sounds like somebody might be ready to admit it's not so easy being a parent.
And give up a month's allowance? No way.
That's fine with me. I could go on being a kid, like, forever.
Well, I guess I better go to bed. After all, I'm a teenager and I have to be up by Monday.
Can you believe that? She just went upstairs empty-handed. What do I look like, a maid? Don't walk away from me, young lady.
Well, I guess I'll turn into... I got a big day of watching on football tomorrow.
And mowing the lawn.
I'll mow the lawn.
And washing the cars.
I'll wash the cars.
And doing your algebra homework.
Yeah, excuse me?
Well, you're me, remember? You've got a take-home test in algebra, and you better do well, because I hear you're flunking.
JT, I don't do algebra.
Oh, sounds like somebody might be ready to admit it's not so easy being a teenager. Ready to quit?
When pigs fly.
Well, that might happen sooner than you could do algebra. Nighty-night, son.
A really good look for you.
Eat worms.
No thanks. I already had your spaghetti last night.
Hey, I forbid you to go anywhere until you finish your homework.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Dana, what can I have for breakfast? Donuts, ice cream, or chocolate cake?
Eat whatever you want. What do I care?
Keith! You're a great mom.
Well, I'm off to the mall.
Wait a second. Car keys?
Excuse me?
I need the car to go grocery shopping.
Well, how am I supposed to get to the mall?
What's the matter? Your leg's broken? Walk.
Liking this game at all.
Not so fast. Checkbook?
What?
You're a teenager. You don't have a checkbook. Or credit cards. Gimme.
Okay. You're the mom.
Oh, and take off some of that makeup. I don't want people to think I'm raising a tramp.
You know, Dana, I hope you're enjoying this, because tomorrow, when I'm the mom again, you're going to pay for that one.
Hi, Cody.
Hey, the Care Bear. Doing a little nail maintenance?
Just had to get away from Dana.
Smart move. I heard it's Toot City in there.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm writing a personal ad to Biker's Quarterly. I'm on a quest to find the babe of my dreams.
Cody, you think you can find love in a motorcycle magazine?
Well, that's where I found my bike, and I love that.
Can I hear what you wrote?
Wow, oh, I'd be honored. I mean, after all, you are the family expert on love, the Duchess of Dating, the Countess of Courting, our Fair Lady of the Lip Lock.
Oh, Cody, you don't have to say that.
Well, it's true.
I know. I'm just practicing being modest.
Okay, well, tell me if you think this will net me a love trout. Young, level-headed hog dude, that's me, seeks tall, non-smoking, bodacious babe to share long walks and monster truck rallies. Neil Diamond fans need not apply. What do you think?
Well, it sounds okay, but I think you should say more good things about yourself.
Well, you know, I was going to mention that I live in my van, but I don't want any gold diggers.
Yeah. Is this a getaway travel agency? Yeah, I have a little scheduling problem here. If train A leaves Boston at 7 a.m. and train B leaves Portland at 9 a.m. and they're both going 60 miles an hour, where and when will they meet? No, this isn't homework. I really am going from Boston to Portland. Jerk.
Yeah.
son. You know, when you cheat, you're only cheating yourself.
Come on, JT, give me a break. I've been out of school for 20 years. I can't do this stuff.
Well, then we'll just have to get you a tutor.
And where are you going to find a tutor on a Sunday?
Mark!
Oh, you can't lock me in a room with Mr. Wizard and an algebra book.
Well, sure I can. I'm the dad, remember?
Bunch of slobs.
What's your problem?
My stomach hurts.
Maybe it's something you ate.
I don't think so. All I had was a bag of donuts, some ice cream, and a chocolate cake.
You ate all that junk?
You told me I could.
Well, I was being sarcastic. I didn't think you'd actually do it.
Well, a real mom would have stopped me.
Come on, you have to.
Get away from me. I am tired of doing things for you brats.
But I need a ride to soccer practice.
Who cares?
JT, you need to go to the drugstore. Brandon has a stomachache.
Too bad. I've been running errands all day.
I have an emergency. I need a ride downtown immediately. I need a ride to soccer practice.
Listen, you're not getting a ride.
Yes, I am.
I'm not doing it. Shut up, you whiny little brats.
I think I'm gonna hurl.
I'm out of here. I don't need lip gloss. JT, do something.
Can't you hold it till Monday?
All right, now, Mark, just give me those answers.
Frank, you're not forming very good study habits.
Look!
I hate your son.
I hate my daughter.
What happened to you?
Dana made me walk to the mall. Do you know how far that is?
No, and I don't know what time train A gets there either.
Frank, I have had it with being a teenager.
Yeah, so have I.
Mom.
Dad, we need to talk to you about this trading places thing.
Look, you guys were right. We can't handle being parents.
Yeah, we give up.
That's too bad. Carol and I were really enjoying being kids. We were hoping it could last out till the end of the month.
Grow up, Frank. The truth is, we forgot how hard it is to be a teenager. You don't have a car, you don't have much money, and it is no fun having people tell you what to do all the time.
Yeah, I think Carol learned a real good lesson this weekend. And we all learned a lesson. I forgot how hard algebra was, and I wouldn't be a teenager again for anything.
I'll tell you what, let's just call this bet even, and we'll get back to normal, okay?
So does this mean that you guys are the parents again, and we're the teenagers?
Yes.
Good, because Brandon just threw up all over his bed.
What? And he left it there?
What do you expect? We're kids.
Oh, come on, Frank. Let's clean it up.
Now?
Yes, now.
Well, can't we just throw sawdust on it and sweep it up later?
How long do you think it'll be before she remembers I still have her credit cards?
Dana, I want my credit cards back!
Boy, they got this parenting thing down.
Hey, Cody, there's a letter here, and I think it's for you. It's addressed to Level-Headed Hog Dude in Port Washington.
Sounds like me. Must be a response to my ad. Yeah. Dear Cody, I'm a non-smoking bodacious babe. All right. I love long walks and monster truck rallies. No way. Sounds like the code man has a reservation on the love boat. As you can see by the enclosed gift, I really know my way around a metal shop. I look forward to meeting you in 7 to 10 years.
What's the gift?
Dude.